If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And on your favorite podcast platform, just look for Catholic Audio Media as one word, unless you're on Spotify, and then it's Catholic Audio Media as three words. Well, today is Tuesday, and it is Holy Week, and so it's an important day as we march towards Easter. Now, of course, we're in the sixth week of our Lenten journey, which, by the way, ends tomorrow. It doesn't end on Easter Sunday or even Easter Saturday. It ends tomorrow. So, because then we enter the shortest season of the liturgical year, which is the Easter Triduum, which is Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. So we look at this powerful time, and this is a great time to really look at the story of Jesus carrying his cross, of Jesus on his way to the cross, not literally, but during the week. Because remember, we celebrated on Monday, Palm Sunday, where Jesus enters triumphantly into Jerusalem, and then we, of course, will look at Good Friday when he dies on the cross. And in the midst of that, always keep this in mind, you have the movers and the shakers of the Jewish people. Now, one thing I always like to bring up, and I know I hear stories from many of the Jewish people who say that this is a difficult time for them this year, or any year, this time part of the year, because there's always the focus on the Jews. Well, why is there a focus on the Jews? Because that's where it took place. It's not that we turn around and some people do, by the way, but no, we turn around and say the Jews are responsible for the death of Christ. No. What we realize is this happened in Israel, actually Judah. It happened in the area that we now call Israel, what at that point was called Judah. And it happened there. And so who are the people living there? The Jews. So that's the focus. It's not about, and we don't ever turn around and we blame the Jews for the death of Christ, because that misses the point of the theology. This is so important. Jesus was crucified by the Romans and the Jews. And there were Roman soldiers involved and there were Jews involved. Why? Well, in the Jewish world, there are two kinds of people, Jews and non-Jews. So Jesus was, in the Jewish mind, the death of Jesus was participated in by everyone. And that's an important distinction. So their participation is by everyone. Now, change that. Who are the people persecuting the prophets? Who are the people who went after the prophets? And most times, because the prophets were only speaking to either Israel or Judah, who were the people persecuting them? Only the Jews. But in the case of Jesus, it is the Romans and the Jews, representing Jews and non-Jews. This is an intense reality that we have to remember, because Jesus died for all. If we look at and we say the Jews are the ones who crucified Jesus, missing the point that the Romans were there, then the only people who are saved are the Jews. This is an important distinction. But once we realize that Jesus was crucified by Jews and non-Jews, we realize that he came that all may be saved. That's a radical understanding that did not exist until the time of Jesus, when he died on the cross at the hands of Jews and non-Jews, and when he rose from the dead. And you know, once Pentecost came, the message was to go out into the whole world, which Jesus had preached, and to preach the gospel. So we understand that. So this is a huge significance. So I know that there are many in the Jewish community will say this is a very difficult time for them because of the readings going on in the Christian church, that which is basically the Gospel of John, that keep bringing up the Jews. But if you don't understand the context of it, then you will miss the whole point of what actually happens. And because this takes place in Judah, then the people there who were of the faith of Jesus were Jews, but there were also non-Jews there. And Jesus was crucified by both, indicating he died for the sins of all. So we don't turn around and say the Jews are responsible. No, we are all responsible. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, you know, the voice of St. Anthony Parish is here, and we're spreading the divine word on the AM, the FM dial, and digitally through our podcast. We believe in the power of prayer, and you know that's something that people say, that's my legacy. And so I've been asking you all through Lent to pray for the mission of this program. Well, I want you to know, I'll be discussing more about that next week, but your praying for the mission of this program is essential, for your prayers are our foundation. But if you do feel to make you'd like to make a monetary donation, I'll talk to you about how to do that in a minute. But in the meantime, please add our program to your prayers. Now, if you'd like to make a monetary donation, you can do that through CatholicAudioMedia.com and go to the Donate tab. You can also find us at stforsaintanthonyalston.org, and you can donate there. Or you can send a donation to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And send it to St. Anthony Parish. But the best way to support this program and our parish is to come to church to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. So we're talking about this powerful reality. Well, all this week, we're going to look at that dynamic playing itself out. We're going to look at the Pharisees turning more hard-hearted every day, and they are determined that Jesus will be silenced. And there's a lot that is there there's just a lot to take in. And even if when this comes around every single year and you go through the same readings, you realize that there's just so much there. And if you translate that, meaning not translate it literally, but translate it to our common time, you can see the same dynamics that happened at the time of Jesus today. And it's that same thing. It's these people who believe that they are absolutely right and everyone else is wrong, and they're not smart enough, and they're not educated enough, and they're all just, what they call them, not in the Bible, but that expression, the unwashed masses. And so they are the ones who know better than anyone else. And in doing so, they are determined to get their will done. And you can see that happening, especially in the political world, every single day. And when you see that and you go, didn't they just cross a line there? Or didn't someone just cross a line there? Or did that, you know, that's that same dynamic that played itself out at the time of Jesus. Because it's not just the dynamic. It happens in a lot of ways, but you've got this, these people have to understand that they are wrong and we are right, and there's no communication, and then you end up with this form of tyranny. And you notice I'm not mentioning any particular people, because that dynamic happens all the time, and it can happen with different groups. Regardless, the most loving of groups can turn into the most tyrannical. And you can see that and watch that. And what happens is they lose a sense of, we'll say, the bigger picture. And so they are focused only on the smaller picture, and they are determined. And you watch that all during Holy Week. We must determine that this is what will be done. And when that happens, then your society is in big trouble. And this is what happened in the time of the Jews. Now, don't forget, at the time of Jesus, don't forget that roughly 40 years after Jesus' death and resurrection, the Jewish state was ended until 1948. Completely. Because the Romans came in, they knocked down the temple, and they ended the Jewish state. And that's part of what's going on in the Israel today, is this fight between the understandings of the land, because that parcel of land is so key, and the different, the Christian, Jewish, and Muslim religions. And so you've got that parcel of land, but we go back to the time of Romans, when the Jews watched the Romans knock down their temple and basically end the sovereignty, or in this case, they were occupied, but the reality of the Jewish state. And now, in 1948, we're still seeing, as of 1948, we're still seeing that dynamic play itself out, and it all goes all the way back to this moment here as well. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.